Create a supply chain capability model. A supply chain capability model is a map of the to-be capabilities needed to implement the scenarios or projects that are currently considered valid and feasible. To-be capabilities include organizational maturity levels, physical capacity changes, people skills, and information system enablers. Organizational maturity includes culture maturity, change management maturity, and a focus on human resources skill and experience maturity. Capabilities need to be clearly aligned with organizational and supply chain strategy and be feasible for the organization's current maturity level. Recall that organizations need to suit their supply chain to the operationalized customer segments they have identified. Here's where the necessary to-be capabilities can be defined for a given entrepreneurial subculture along with other people's skills needed to get to the desired supply chain design and maturity level. For each project or scenario, organizations need to determine the capabilities that will be required for the organization to get the required strategic and supply chain segment benefits from the initiative. Refer to the organization's maturity assessment to determine as-is capabilities and to the organization's selected capability model to set to-be capabilities. Use these sources plus metrics to determine capability gaps. A capability model will then indicate what needs to change to fill these gaps. For example, let's look at the capabilities that Sample Incorporated needs to implement to be successful at CPFR and better management of its VMI and consignment inventory. Collaborating with customers will require relationship building to get them to commit to CPFR and to accept changes to consignment, to reconfigure numerous planning processes on each end, and to develop related people skills. They added these related people skills, human resources skills, or HS, from SCORE-DS to their supply chain capability model. HS-29 Customer Relationship Management, CRM. HS-32 Customer or Supplier Communication. H-S.198 Contract Management. HS-21 Consignment Agreement Development. H-S.131 Safety Stock and Replenishment Calculations. H-S.178 Inventory Policy. H-S.154 Vendor Managed Inventory, VMI. H-S.211 Collaboration. In addition to SCORE-DS Sample, Incorporated also decides to use ASCM's Digital Capabilities Model, DCM, for supply networks. www.dem.a-s-c-m.org. In this model, they select demand planning and management, a subset of connected customer and supplier collaboration, a subset of intelligent supply as key capabilities, but they acknowledge that they need to advance their maturity in these areas before getting to the more advanced digital capabilities. For the demand planning and management capability, they assess their as-is capability at the lowest level defined in the DCM for supply networks, or ad hoc. They target their goal for this transformation as the next level for this capability, or typical, to improve their visibility and driver monitoring. Here are some of the capabilities they may want to consider for demand planning and management. Data scientist and data analyst capabilities at a foundational level. Technology enablers. Demand management application to manage sales and promotion data and demand plan of record. Demand forecasting application, consider a cloud-based system parties can agree to for automated data sharing. Machine learning to automate manually intensive parts of forecast review and forecast error reduction. For the supplier collaboration capability, Sample Incorporated determines that they are at the typical level and want to be advanced, in part by communicating about forecasts, bottlenecks, and market intelligence. Due to the small number of key suppliers, no technology enablers are recommended for use with suppliers. Sample Incorporated identifies the following SCORE-DS people skills they would like to develop. H-S.139 Supplier Relationship Management, SRM. H-S.145 Supply Planning. HS-35 Delivery Balancing. HS-58 Inventory Management.